So we're doing the laws of Psukei de Zimra, and we're in the middle of Halacha Yud Zayin in the 13th chapter. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim had been discussing what happens if a person shows up very late to shul. So he discussed how much we could make our prayer short, and then he said, and if you're really late, so you could skip to the blessings of Yotzerol and Shema, and go to Shmon Esrei with them. And then after you finish Shmon Esrei, and you finish davening with the congregation, so go back and make up the chapters of Psukei Zimra, but you can no longer say Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. You cannot say the blessings, but do make up the chapters of praise. Now, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch continues and says like this, V'kol anal, and all the aforementioned, everything we previously said, halacha psukai is really a clear halacha muskemet umkubelet al dat gdolei rishonim v'achronim umaran ha-shulchan aruch. Everyone agrees to it, the great rishonim, achronim, earlier sages, later sages, and our master, the shulchan aruch. Aval ein safek, but undoubtedly, shekol seder ha-tfilah v'ha-itrashmut ha-nafshit shepsukei dizimra mashirim al ha-adam, undoubtedly, the order of prayer and the impression, the spiritual impression that Psukei de Zimra makes on a person is like a great preparation for prayer. And that is nifgamim al yedei kach. You blemish it by doing it this way. Our sages instituted that in preparation for prayer, we read these chapters of praise. You cannot prepare for prayer after you've prayed. Yeah. So he's saying, even though technically this is the halacha, but really these chapters of praise are preparatory for the Shmon Esrei, for the prayer. And you're hurting your preparation if you do things like this. V'hine kasher al kol panim notar lo zman lomar baruch shamar tfilah al David v'yishtabach, when he has at least the time to say baruch shamar, ashrei v'yishtabach, muskamu mikol haposkim sheyaseh ken, everyone agrees that he should at least do that, even though he'll be losing all the remainder of the psukim of praise. But if he loses Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, if he won't do that, and especially if he's one of those people that does not usually come early to shul, what's going to happen is usually he'll end up missing all of Psukei de Zimra and the blessings. People who come late, so invariably they end up missing Psukei de Zimra very often. Some say that really, then we say, wait a second, buddy. If you're going to show up on a regular basis, you're going to show up late, so then you can't take shortcuts, because then you'll spend your whole life with shortcuts. You got to say everything. And so to someone who always prays slowly with intent, and even when he shows up on time, the congregation always rushes ahead of him. He could be there on time with his talis and tefillin praying, and they zoom ahead always. He's allowed to pray in his own order, and he doesn't have to skip, and he could pray normally because that's the pace that he could pray at. And God seeks out the hearts. God's interested in everyone's hearts. So he says, if
you... It's against for formalization. Because it's very dangerous in Judaism to be like mechanically, because all the same of formulas. And so you can... It's very important.
I also... It's beautiful. I don't know of any other book that says it so nicely. Yeah. Ve'aval piken... So I felt bad because whenever guys asked me, I didn't give this answer. I always told them, you know, in Shulchan Aruch it says, you should skip, you should be in tune with everyone. I always say, when you're starting out as a chozer b'tshuva or a ger, so then take your time. You have to get used to saying all of the davening. If you don't make it with the congregation, so that's part of your chinuch. You have to get accustomed to saying everything. And with time, you'll be able to say it with the congregation. So I always said, in my opinion, as part of chinuch, you have to say everything. Because if you start off skipping around, then when will you ever say everything? So get used to saying everything, and slowly your pace will pick up, provided you have patience. You could do it lovingly. But with Tana, I always said, you know, the halacha is that you have to try and get Shmon Esrei with the congregation. So this is only a temporary thing. This is a bandage for the beginning. But with time, you should skip in order to stay with everyone else. I never said his advice, what he just said here. And I felt bad when I read this. I said, maybe I should have said it. But now he's concluding with, he says, you know, at the end of the day, who can say, go against what it says in the Shulchan Aruch and all the geniuses that didn't say this? At the end of the day, the halacha is that a person is supposed to skip and stay with the congregation and try to go with the congregation. The alken, and therefore he's saying, bottom line, I can't tell you that every day you should show up to shul, and because you daven slowly, you'll daven slowly, and you'll never daven mitzibu. And I can't tell you to skip, because then what'll be with your prayer? So what am I going to tell you? He says, yinhag b'zeh kol adam kefi tchushato v'agashato. Every person has to go according to his emotion, the way you feel. If today you feel, I have to connect, I have to talk to God, I can't go quickly and skip, I came on time, and everyone's going quickly, and it's frustrating, I can't keep up. So today you go at your own pace, that's your prayer, you're connecting to God. If today you could handle skipping and doing the way the Shulchan Aruch says, so skip. He says, I can't tell you which way to go, because technically in Shulchan Aruch it says you should skip. Everyone says you should skip. Make sure to get the Shmon Esrei with the congregation. On the other hand, like Asher Chaim said, what are you going to say? Everyone's going to... That's not prayer. If you can't keep up with the congregation, what are you going to do? So he says, go with how you feel. Im la'adif tfilat zibur o psukeit zimra. If you prefer, make it on time, skip in order to say the prayer with the congregation, the Shmon Esrei. And if not, then if you prefer to say o psukeit zimra calmly, and when the congregation zooms past you, you'll stick to your psukeit zimra. That's also okay. V'chol levavot toresh Hashem, and God seeks out everyone's hearts.